But for tonight, we're going to be talking about the topic in Korban Pesach, which is relevant to to the whole Chag HaMatzos, essentially, as we'll explain. Yeah. Okay. So we have Mar Makomos on the way. Let me just begin with the first item on the Mar Makomos, and that is the Psukim in Parshas Bo. So tonight's Bo. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, of course, that's the place in which the Torah describes all of the topics, all the themes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Torah describes in vivid detail the events of that evening, and then encapsulates some of the halachos in connection with that as well. So if you look very closely at the psukim here in Perek Yud Beis in Parshas Bo, so it's very clear, that we have a combination of different types of psukim. Vayomer Hashem Moshe ve'al Aaron, beginning of Perek Yud Beis, Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemor, Achodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadashim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chadshei Hashana, and then the Dabro Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Lemor. Adas Yisrael Eimor Be'asor LaChodesh Hazeh Ikulem Ish Sela Be'Savo Sela Bois. So the first thing that we encounter in this parsha is the obligation to prepare in advance for Korban Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan. Already Klal Yisrael being told that they should set aside a Sela Be'Savo Sela Bois in advance for what would end up being the Korban Pesach on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the first really encounter we have with the Exodus in any respect is a preparation for Korban Pesach. And then of course you have the details, how is this Korban Pesach to be apportioned, one per family, the requirement of a minui, the exact kind of sacrifice it will be, the idea of bikur, etc. And then you have some of the halachos connected with this. The achlu is habasa b'layla hazeh, sliyeh shematzos, amarom yochluhu, al tochlu menuda, basham avusha b'mayim, kim sliyeh, rosh al karo v'al kirbo, los osir mimenu ad boker, and osir mimenu ad boker b'esh tisrofu, kocha tochlu osom asnechem chagurim, nalechem b'raglechem, right? Pesach hu l'Hashem. Thank you. Pesach hu l'Hashem. The pasuk Pesach hu l'Hashem is something that we will come back to because that's not such a typical usage. Pesach hu l'Hashem. This is a korban Pesach. All korbanos are to the Rabbanu Shalom. What do we mean when we say Pesach hu l'Hashem? Anyways, the point is that the Torah is describing the preparations for the Korban Pesach, which include setting aside an animal, getting it prepared, and some of the dinim of how to create a chabura for its eating, and some of the prohibitions with respect to eating it as well. So the Pesach Lashem. Then comes the Avarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh, the Kesi Kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, the Adam Viad Behema, the Kol Elohei Mitzrayim Asher Shvatim Ani Hashem. This is going to be something. Just 1 second, I didn't say anything yet. So you have to give me a chance.
I have something to say.
Okay, I'm. We'll get you at the right time.
You probably mispronounced the word.
So I don't think so. No, yet. This will be a legacy for Ledore Doros, right? Lezikaron. Chagosum chag l'Hashem l'dorosekem. Chukas alam t'chaguhu. Shivas yamim matos tochelu. Ach b'yom arishin tashpisus or mi batechem. This is the makar for many of the dinim that we have. for chametz and matzah and tashbisu and so on and so forth. And then the Torah continues with all of the dinim of chametz and of matzah. Yeah, quickly though.
You have to realize that the Jews lived in a ghetto.
Okay.
Because
Goshen.
No.
No.
There is not mistakes.
Okay.
They built Pitom Ramses.
Yeah.
The Goyim, but they were by Yitzub and Bnei Israel Meyeres Ra mistakes.
Okay. Good.
That was a
ghetto.
A ghetto.
Excellent. Anyways, good, good. So on Pasuk, then we, so this is a description of everything. So what's fascinating about these psukim is, number one, the role of Korban Pesach, even more so than that of matzah and chametz, etc. That's clearly the focal point of this parsha. The preparation in advance, or how this is all going to unfold, but also the integration of not only the various dinim, which we'll discuss in just a moment, but then, following that, the actual events itself. Right, starting from Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayikra Moshe lekolzik nei Yisrael, Vayomer lehem mishchu kulachem, right, tzon lemishpachoseichem, v'shachat tu ha-pasach, v'lekachtem agudas ezov. These are the actual, first you have the preparation, then you have the actual moment of the bringing of, or the sacrificing of the Korban Pesach, and that's what the Torah describes throughout. And then, starting from Pasuk Kaptes, you have the actual events itself, the story of what happened. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, shemikal kol b'chor, b'eretz Mitzrayim, b'chor paro, yoshev al kiso, ad b'chor ashpi asher b'beis habor, b'chor b'chor b'hema, v'yakom paro alayla hu, b'chol avada, b'chol Mitzrayim, v'atitza akal gedola b'Mitzrayim, ki ein b'yis asher ein shemes. Vayikra l'moshe l'aron layla v'yomer, kumu tzu mitochami, gam atem gam b'nei Yisrael, and so on. So you have the everything, the preparation, the halachos, what's going to be the legacy of Doros, and then of course the events itself. Then you have the pasuk that you just mentioned in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, by Yisub Bnei Yisrael, Nei, how do we pronounce it?
Ra Mistakes.
Excellent. Sukosa, Kishesh Meos Elef Ragli, Hagavarim Levad Mitaf, Vegav Erev Rav, Vayofus Abatzek, Asher Otsim Mitzrayim. And then finally, after we're getting towards the end of the, you know, the narration of the events, Moshav b'nei Yisrael asher yeshuv b'Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana, Arba Meos Shana. This is already a sikum of the entire period of the enslaved Jewish people. Vahim miketz Shloshim Shana, v'Arba Meos Shana, vahim be'etzam ayom hazeh, yotzu kol tzivos Hashem, ve'aretz Mitzrayim, leil shimurim mula Hashem, lehotziah me'aretz Mitzrayim, hu alayla hazeh la'Hashem, Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'do rosam. End of the narration of the events, together with some of the highlights of the halachos. Then the Torah starts all over again. And these are the psukim that I want to focus on this evening. It's a new amira. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron. Right? And listen to the language of the Torah. Zos chukas ha-pasach kol b'nechor le'yochabo. So this is a very strange continuation. Because we've just heard about the Korban Pesach, and we just heard a little bit about Chametz Matzah and Tashbisu. Then we even heard a rendition of the actual right story itself. Right? And then a summary of Knisa L'Mitzrayim and then Yitzias Mitzrayim. And now, when it comes time, I guess, for the Torah to leave us with a lingering impression of all of this, right? So we're told, Zos Chukas HaPasach. Now, when somebody says to you, Zos Chukas HaPasach, again, you can, you know, something is something important is being stated. These are the Chukas HaPasach. This is the Chukas HaPasach. So we expect that what follows would really capture, would really embody, right, the whole theme of either the holiday or at least the Korban Pesach. So imagine our surprise when we read the words Kol ben nechar lo yochabo. First of all, it's negative campaigning, right? If I tell you Zot Chukas HaPasach, you would expect to hear some inspiring information about the Korban Pesach, right? You wouldn't expect to hear what you can't do, the negative, that's what I mean by negative campaigning. Kol benechar lo yochabo. Moreover, what is the negative campaigning? At least something, well, we're going to try to explain that it is, but it's just not so obvious. Kol benechar, a benechar is not allowed to eat it. That's the crescendo of zos chukas hapasach.
Discrimination.
We don't even discrimination, and we don't even know what is a benechar. We don't really have the phrase benechar. It's not a typical phrase. If we want to say non-Jews, we don't usually call them benechar, right? Nachri maybe, you know, goye haaretz, right? What's a benechar? Kol benechar lo yochal bo. So Rashi, just to make things even a little more confusing. Rashi on the spot. Here already you have these sheets in front of you. Rashi, Parshas Bo. Kol benechar. Rashi says, sits here in the Chumash. Shenisnachru maitzav l'avdu shavashamayim. It doesn't refer to non-Jews. It refers to Jews, a Jewish mishumad. Right? Whose behavior is out of whack. You know, he behaves like a nachri to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. But then Rashi adds, the echad nachri, the echad Yisrael mishumad, the mashma. This is really a quotation of the Mechilta. The Mechilta actually says, echad nachri, the echad Yisrael mishumad, the mashma. So Rashi is quoting that. Interestingly, the Unkos, which we have in the next line, focuses exclusively on Yisrael mishumad. As we'll see in a moment, does the Rambam. The Amar Hashem LeMoshe V'Aaron, Da Gzeiras Pischa, this is Zos Chukas HaPasach, Da Gzeiras Pischa, Kol Bar Yisrael, the Yishtamid, Lo Yochol Bei, Lo Yechol Bei. Right? Any Mishumad, any Jewish Mishumad, should not eat it. So it's just interesting that the Unkelus dropped the Benechar. We'll get to it in a minute, but the Rambam also does this. If you look at the Chinuch, the next line, Shelo Nachil Minapesach LiYisrael Meshumad, also drops the non-Jew. Even though normally Benechar usually has a connotation more of a non-Jew than of a Jew, except usually we call him a Nachri, right? Benechar Mishen Isnaker LaAviv Shavashamayim. So in this case, the Mechilta has them both together. And the Unkelus and Chinuch is really following also the Rambam. We'll see in the Rambam, if you look on page 2, we'll get to the other Diyukim in a minute, but page 2, should number tests, which is, this is in the Koteret of the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam says, Shelo Yochal Mimenu Mumar. A Mumar is a Jew who is a Mumar.
Is this Dino Kahakum, nevertheless?
So we'll discuss that. Yeah. We'll discuss that in just a minute. Somewhat. If you look at the next piece, Rambam Kichos Korban Pesach, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam says, Hamachil, we'll get to that in a minute, Kezayis Mina Pesach, Beimi Pesach, should be, Mina Pesach, Beimi Pesach Sheni, Lemumar Lavod Azara. Oh, the Gertoshev and the Sacher. The Gertoshev and the Sacher part, I'll explain in a minute, is the next pasuk. It's not Benechar. If you look at the psukim, right, it's the first pasuk is Kol Benechar LeYochabo. Then comes Kol Ebed Ish Miknas Kesef Umalta Osa Oz Yochalbo Toshav Sacher LeYochabo. So two psukim later, the Torah tells us that a Toshav, a Gertoshev, right, who's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, cannot eat Korban Pesach, neither can a Sachir, somebody, a non-Jewish worker, for you. That's where this came from in the Rambam. But the Rambam basically omitted Oved Avodah Zarah and integrated, I'll explain this more in a moment, Gev Toshav into the same halacha, even though it's two psukim later and it's a separate lab as well. The Kesef Mishnah has a very interesting comment. Kesef Mishnah says, but for a different reason, as we'll see in a moment, look here at the Kesef Mishnah. It's on page 2. It says, Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Tes. Afagav delo ksiv ela kol ben nechar lo yochabal, toshav v'sachir lo yochal, mashmul rabbeinu delav l'dedhu mazir, I'll explain in a minute, The Akob lo chayshi lemay de mazir kra. El Yisrael mazir. Shelo yochilum. I'll explain that part in a moment. But part of the Ha'ara of the Kesef Mishnah, and the Minchas Chinuch picks up on this as well, is that in the Torah, typically, the Minchas Chinuch, you know, qualifies it a little bit. Minchas Chinuch says, when we are talking about the, you know, Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so there, the Torah addresses itself to Jews and to non-Jews. These halachos apply to B'nei Noach. But typically, you know, aside from those contexts, the Torah is addressed to the Jewish people. Right? Torah Sivalanu Moshe, Morasha, Kihilas, Yaakov. Other people read the Bible, we know that, but the from our point of view, the Bible is addressed to the Jewish people. So, in a sense, the Kesef Mishnah is trying to explain something different, actually, ironically. We'll explain that in a couple of minutes. But the point that he's making is something that one could have used. You could have said, oh, well, maybe the reason that the Rambam and Unklus dropped, and the Chinuch by extension, the second half of the Mechilta, namely they have Yisrael Meshumad, but they don't have a non-Jew, an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, is because, even though the Torah says, Kol B'necher Le'yochabo, it's hard to believe that the Torah is addressing itself, is telling, by the way, you should know, Ovid of Avodah Zarah, you know, in case you're listening, don't eat the Korban Pesach.
That's understood.
That's understood, but it's not the focal point of the pasuk. But what that does is it only raises the question, you know, for the mechilta.
Tov Shav Asachir.
What? Well, Tov Shav Asachir not as much because at least you know they're around in your Jewish home. So I guess that's a little bit you know more relevant. But Kesef doesn't explain it. Doesn't use to explain this. But the point is, I guess if there are two in the pasuk that we're speaking about, if it's Yisrael Mumar or Yisrael Meshumad. And over to Avodah Zarah, so you can understand why the emphasis is that way. But the Mechilta still says what it says, and on the contrary, you wonder even more in a way why the Mechilta felt that this included over to Avodah Zarah if the Rambam and Unklus felt that it was peculiar that they would be. What would be the point of addressing over to Avodah Zarah? Moreover, let me ask you a different question, and that is, the Torah does say, not your question, not your part of the question, but the question in a different way. Toshav the Sakhir, right? Lo yochabo. So if a ger toshav is a person who's a ben Noach, who's not only is a ben who acts as a ben Noach, but he officially was makabel sheva mitzvah ben Noach, possibly even in front of a bezdin, right? So if a ger toshav is not supposed to be eating a korban pasach, then certainly an Ovid of Avodah Zarah is not going to be eating Korban Pesach. Right? Now, everybody agrees that there's a separate lav for a Ger Toshav and a Sachir to eat the Korban Pesach. So you just wonder, in light of that, why the Mechilta, you know, why the Mesorah of the Mechilta was that Benechar includes Ovid of Avodah Zarah together with Meshumad. Obviously, there's an additional element here, and that element is important, even though it doesn't seem so pragmatic. Yeah.
I'm not sure what I heard you say.
I'll get to it in a minute. I'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
If you open a siddur.
Yeah.
You say Mikomocha, but Elim Hashem Mikomocha.
Okay.
Because they didn't want to say Micha twice.
Huh?
That's a Micha.
Against the Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Anyways. The point is that there are some questions here. Let me add another question. Right? Why does the Torah use an intentionally ambiguous term like benechar, right, in light of what we just noted, right, to include both Meshumad and Ovid Avodah Zarah? We already discussed the question, you know, whether Ovid Avodah Zarah is superfluous because of Ger and Toshav, if it's part of the story. You know, why does the Rambam downplay it? Is it being addressed? Why use such a strange phrase, benechar, given all of this? Moreover, you asked the question a minute ago about the general status of a meshumad, right? So that's a tricky issue. We learned chulin here some years ago, so we know it's a tricky issue. On the one hand, right, a Yisrael meshumad, we'll discuss exactly what Meshumad means in this context also in just a couple of minutes. But a Yisrael Meshumad is sometimes treated as a non-Jew, right? Particularly, you know, l'chumra, when it comes to certain issues. You know, maga yeno, could create yai netzach, or at least tam yenam on a certain level, and so on. Shchitaso eno shchita. At the same time, most of the Rishonim accept the expanded formulation of Rashi in his tshuva that Yisrael afa pishachata Yisrael hu. So that, for example, if a Yisrael meshumad is mekadish anisha or megarish anisha, we discussed it a little bit again last year because it came up in the context of Yibum and Chalitza, whether Yibum and Chalitza are different, whether the concept of kiyeshvu achim yachdav, right, is he considered to be an ach, you know, or not. So this is an issue that comes up, but mostly we accept the view of Rashi that Yisrael afa pishachata Yisrael. So the halacha itself is very strange that a ben nechar, that a Yisrael meshumad, would be excluded from achilas korban pesach. After all, achilas korban pesach is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh. The only other mitzvah saseh sheish bakares is bris milah. Right. So these are the two most pressing mitzvah saseh that we have. Obviously, it's a very critical thing. When Klal Yisrael lost the opportunity to engage in Korban Pesach, right, they put up a struggle, right? They campaigned for Pesach Sheni, Lama Nigara. They felt that not having Korban Pesach was something which was spiritually unacceptable to them. They fought for Korban Pesach. So just the halacha itself, given Yisrael afa pishachata Yisrael hu, right, what kind of halacha is this? That where else do we find that Yisrael Meshumad is not mechuyav the mitzvah saseh? Never mind, a mitzvah saseh, sheyesh pakaris. And to assume that you could put under one rubric, under the ambiguous word ben nechar, right, both Yisrael Meshumad and non-Jew Ovid of Avodah Zarah, given the important distinction between these two categories, generally, right, is not at all obvious. So we have many questions. We have a question: why is the first thing that we're being told after the promising beginning, right? Zos chukas hapasach, right, is the negative kol v'necha le'yochal bo, right? And now we followed up by asking a lot of other questions, right? Does it include Ovid Avodah Zarah? Isn't that superfluous? You know, if it is included, how can these two things be included together when they're so different? Are we really addressing Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Parshas Bo in the Torah? Right, all sorts of important and interesting questions. Okay, so first I'm going to answer the question.
You can follow Balabhadish answer basically that
maybe it isn't Balabhadish.
Meshumah at least identifies that he's Jewish.
Yeah.
So that's why Zosukas Atarva, even though I give you the whole historical background beforehand,
right?
But I have to tell you, Meshumad, even though he identifies himself as Jewish,
no, that might be explained. That might explain why you have
to tell
if
you.
If this is the halacha, the Torah has to tell you. That's not my problem. My problem is
you want to put it together.
Zosukas Apasach. The first thing that you're going to tell me, it's the words Zosukas Apasach,
yeah,
are sound like this is an important yisod.
It is important yisod because even though you identify as a Jew, and we see that the only yantav that is probably that's celebrated more than any yantav in the world.
Well, that's more the way it's turned out.
But it's Pesach. You know, something. So everybody, every Jew identifies himself, and he's a Hakas, and he still identifies as a Jew.
So you're saying because it's a big Kiddush.
It has to be a very strong language to tell you your identification. If you're Meshumad, you're not part of us.
I want to explain the why, why not. You're explaining the Kiddush part. I want to explain. I think it's good. But I'm just going to take it one step further to explain what the problem is.
If we say Yisrael, Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael, then can we reinterpret this and say Lo Yochal Ba is a Lo Sasei on this Yisrael Afal Pisha Chata? And who is that Lo Sasei?
So that's what we're going to get to. 100%.
Bo is masculine because it's Pesach.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell us who we're addressing. Are we addressing the good Jew or the Ben Echar Jew? That's a trash.
Right.
Oh, good. Before we get to all of that, So I think the answer really is simple. It's just a step beyond what you're saying. It includes what you're saying, but one step beyond. And it was captured, I think, very powerfully by, if we needed it to be, by the Sefer HaChinuch, who in Mitzvah Yud Gimel, right in front of us, Mishrashei Mitzvah, we'll get to the other parts in a minute, but you see the third little thing, Mishrashei Mitzvah Zu, Masha Kosu Bishchitaso, Vezecher Nisei Mitzrayim, so for that part is fine, meaning Korban Pesach is connected to the Nisim that took place in Mitzrayim, the Alkein, Ra'ui Shelo Yochal Bo Meshuma, here comes a good part, important part, Achar Shanu Osin Oso, La'os Ulezikaron, Korban Pesach is a symbol and a remembrance. Shabanu ba'oso azman lechasos tachas kanfei ashchina. V'nichnasnu bebris haTorah v'ha'emuna. But that isn't so obvious, at least not at first glance. But it's very critical to understand and to appreciate. So as we focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim and on the holiday of Pesach, often on the, you know, the political liberation aspect of it, right? Because we were able to cast off the shackles of servitude, right? And avodas parech, and being slaves, right? Avodai heim, you know, v'lo avodim la'avodim, which is very true. Halu avde Hashem, v'lo avde paro, right? But we don't always focus as much on the emuna aspect, or the bris emuna. That is a result of the special hashgacha that was accorded to Klal Yisrael, and really that emuna relationship is a reciprocal one. On the one hand, Klal Yisrael showed enormous faith in the Rabbono Shel Olam, right? Ad sheyishkatu leloheim le'eneihem, right? They took on the Egyptian deity at the behest of the Rabbono Shel Olam, even though they were the vulnerable, persecuted minority. Right, and they did that, in advance. That's the psukim that we were reading before, right? From the 10th day of Nisan, well in advance, when there was no indication that this is all going to be commemorated and celebrated, the Dore Doros. So that aspect of faith in the Rabbono Shel Olam's hashgacha was a truly remarkable manifestation of Amuna. At the same time, that commitment was rewarded, right, in an act of incredible hashgacha, right, Balayla Hahu, right, the Pasach HaBotei Avoseinu, and everything that ensued from that. Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, as Ramban tells us in Parshas Bo, is the symbol of hashgacha, right? The Ramban there addresses the question, how come we throw in Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim into everything? There are institutions in halacha that seem to have nothing to do, mezuzah, other things, that seem to have nothing to do with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is everything Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Bo, explains because Yetzias Mitzrayim became the ultimate embodiment of the concept, not only Metzius Hashem and his involvement in the world, but Hashgachas Hashem, the special Hashgacha to the Jewish people. That special divine providence is captured always by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, even symbols that have nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim per se, right, are connected Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim because they reflect and therefore a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just give me a minute to get through some things. Enhances the depth of our appreciation and understanding of the uniqueness of that relationship. When we say Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha, the Eretz Mitzrayim. So again, all the Mefarshim ask this question, the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban and others, but they all ask the question, why not Sherbara Shemayim Ba'aretz? And once again, the Ramban's answer is that while Bara Shemayim Ba'aretz proves the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's power and his omnipotence, and so on, and even his involvement in creating the world. But the ongoing hashkacha, especially the relationship to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha, Dafka Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So in that sense, Yetzias Mitzrayim generally, and Korban per Pesach in particular, is a korban of Amunah. And as I say, the The Chinuch says it very beautifully, right? When he says, "Yibonu bosazman lechasos takas kanfei hashchina v'nechnasnu bebris haTorah v'haemuna." Now, if that's the case, so then he adds, "Ein roi shenachal mimenu lemi shuhepach mizeh shiyotzem inakal v'kafar beemuna." That's why I say it's an addition to what you said. It's not that. It's true, he might identify he is a Jew. We do say Afapi Shechata Yisrael. All things being equal, we normally include him in mitzvos. But this particular mitzvah is about the celebration of emunah and commitment. So how cynical would it be, how much of a mockery would it be, right, to include the Meshumad, to be liberal and include the Meshumad, right, the intentional Meshumad, we'll get to that in a second too, in this commemoration. When he
rejects
it, and he stands for exactly the opposite, it makes a chucha utlula of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So I'd like to suggest, to go a little further with this, is to explain already the phenomena that we have encountered, and then we'll go further. What do we ask? Right, Zos chukas haPesach, and then it sounds like an anticlimax. Kol b'nechar lo yochabo. It's negative campaigning. It's an ambiguous phrase. Moreover, what does it refer to? Non-Jews, Jews, both. Why are non-Jews here if, you know, the Torah isn't addressing them? Anyways, they're already covered by Toshav and Sachir. And the Rambam and Unkel has dropped it, but the Mechilta has it. It sounds like the ambiguity is intended to include both. And either way, how can you compare Yisrael Afa Mishachat to Yisrael Hu to non-Jews Ovdei Avodah Zarah? But in light of what we said, the answer to all these questions is based on this principle of Sefer HaChinuch. Namely, the perfect beginning, if you want to understand Zos Chukas HaPasach, if you want to understand the nature of the Korban Pasach, the first thing to understand is Kol Benechar Lo Yochal Bo. And that means Yisrael Meshumad. Even though normally the rule is Afa Pishachat Yisrael. So let's take it even a step further. The Gemara indicates in Psachim, the end of Psachim, Nafsari Zayin, the Gemara says, even though Orel, right, is something that's excluded in Truma and in Kachim, right, but Meshumad, Yisrael Meshumad, is not excluded in general when it comes to Truma and Kachim. There's no din that, let me make it clear. There is a din that we don't accept a Korban from a Meshumad, Yisrael Meshumad. We had that in our Chulin days. And the Rambam speaks about this in Hilchos Shkagos, in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbonos, Ba'asosa, right, Amaretz, Prat Lemumar. We have that halacha. But there's no halacha that you cannot feed a Yisrael Meshumad from the basar of a karban. There's no such din. An Orel can't eat a karban. We'll discuss that in a couple minutes too. But and he can't eat truma. But a Meshumad can eat truma, and a Meshumad can eat basar kanchin. So why can he specifically not eat the Korban Pesach? But the answer is because of what the Chinuch is saying. And that's the perfect way to begin. If you want to understand Zos Chukas HaPasach, this Korban is different. Manishtana Korban Zeh Mishara Korbanos Kol B'necha LaYochabo. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We don't really care only about that din. Hopefully we'll never encounter it. But that din is symptomatic about what it is that is singular about this Korban. Now, for that reason, I think, it answers the other questions, the Torah used an intentionally ambiguous phrase, ben nechar, right, which also includes Ovid Avodah Zarah, even though it would seem that Ovid Avodah Zarah is superfluous from many points of view. Number one, we are even a Gartoshev can't eat. Right? A Toshev and a Sachis. So certainly not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Fine. Number two, we're not talking to the Ovid Avodah Zarah here. I mean, well, where would the Ovid Avodah Zarah even come to any of this? The answer is we don't care about either of those points, because the important thing is dafka to establish that when it comes to the Korban Pesach and its unique character, that a Yisrael Meshumad is identical with an Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Ovid Avodah Zarah is not going to be reading this pasuk. Either way, he couldn't eat for other reasons. That's all true. But the abstract point that here we really fuse these dinim completely when it comes to Korban Pesach, that's the important principle to establish. Now, if that's the case, So it's also interesting to note that the Rambam, as I mentioned, even though there are two completely different lavin, in two different psukim, there's even a pasuk, a hefsek pasuk in between, because the Eved Abdo, right, is included in Achilas Korban Pesach, right, but not a regular Toshav and a regular Sachir. So it's true the Rambam doesn't have Ovid of Onazara together with Ben Nechar, but he does fuse the dinim of Ger and Toshav together with Meshumad. Even though there's no fault, the Ger Toshav in particular is a very admirable person, right? But he's still lacking on another level. That's why it's not the same pasuk. It's a different din, but it's a similar din. What's he lacking? He doesn't have the commitment of Kedushas Yisrael, of O Mitzvot. He's theologically a proper person in every way. He's an admirable person, right? But the Korban Pesach has nothing to do with him either, because it's bris, right? HaTorah v'Emunah. He may have the Emunah, but he doesn't have the Torah. And since he doesn't have the Torah, he doesn't have the exact proper Emunah either. But I think this would explain why, even though they're different Lavin, it's just very striking that while the Rambam drops over to Avodah Zarah, he does treat it, in many respects, Toshav and Sachir, together with Yisrael Mumah. Now, if this is true, so then maybe we should look for other hints that this indeed is the character of this halacha, and then maybe there are other implications as well. There was a question before I... Anywhere, we're good. Good? Okay. So let's look at the Rambam. So you asked me the question before. You picked up on my different signals, and correctly so. What is the din of Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo? Right? So the pasuk itself says that a Ben Nechar should not be eating Korban Pesach. Right? But who are we talking to? Are we telling a good Yisrael that a Ben Nechar should not be eating Korban Pesach? Or are we addressing the Ben Nechar, Jewish or non-Jewish, right? And telling him that he's not supposed to be eating Korban Pesach. Ah. So if you look at the Rambam, in the word Yochal, per se, normally, would be referring to this person should not eat. Normally, all things being equal, we would translate that as being addressed to the person who is prohibited to eat. But it's not impossible to learn the pasuk the other way. Now, for example, when the Torah says, "Kol oral, orel, lo yochal bo," clearly it's being addressed to the orel. And that's a simple pshat. Why, when it comes to this, should there be any difference? So, firstly, the thing we note, if you look at the Rambam in the Koteret, look on page 2. So Mitzvah Tess is Shelo Yochal Mimenu Mumar. In the Koteret, when the Rambam in the introduction to Hilchos Korban Pesach, he has Shelo Yochal Mimenu Mumar. I believe the next one is really, at least in the Frankel, is Shelo Yachil Mimenu Toshav V'Sachir. He shouldn't feed a Toshav and Sachir. And then the third one is Shelo Yochal Mimenu Orel. Here it's on the page here, which is, I printed out from the Bar Ilan, it came out Yochal, 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 all three. My impression is that in the Frankel Rambam, at least, that it's not Yochal, but it is Yachil. Yeah.
Maybe it said should be the Mitzvah,
Yeh or Chel. No, because the Pasuk is Yochal. It's, well, maybe. But the Masorah that we have, we don't have it as a Korean exist. We have it as Yochal. Right. Anyways, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, on the other hand, right? If you look at Mitzvah... one second. See, it's on the same page. Page 2. Look, Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Saseh, Kuf Chav Zayin, and Kuf Chav Ches for the moment. I should have also done Kuf Chav Tes, but okay, it doesn't really matter. No. Kuf Chav Zayin is He Shehizir Ha'Orel Me'echol, right, HaPesach. The Orel is warned not to, that he should not eat Korban Pesach. Hu'amar Yisala Kol Orel Yochal Bo Mish Akal V'hu Arel?
Loka.
This is also very important. Loka. He gets Malkus. If the Arel goes ahead and eats, Malkus. Oh. Now look at Kufchav Ches, that's us. Here the Rambam says, He says, Yironu Meha Achil. Not like the Koteris. Hatasach Li Yisrael Shenishtamed. You're not allowed to feed. Right? A Yisrael Shenishtamed. Hu Amar Yisaleh, Kol Benecher La Yoch. In both cases, it says La Yochal. Right? So obviously, even though the Pshutos from Mikra is the same, it's being adjusted depending on who we're talking about. Upirshu Atargum, right? Le Kabbalah, Kol Bar Yisrael Di Yishtamed. Lashon Mechilta. Notice, even when he quotes the Mechilta, the Rambam drops over the Avodah Zarah. Even though it's in the Mechilta, as Rashi quotes it. If you look in Perek Tes, Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Zayin, right? It's like the Sefer Mitzvos. The Hamachil Kizayis Mina Pesach, Bein Pesach Sheni Lemumar Lavodah Zarah, if you feed, right, a kezias of korban pesach to an avodah zarah. I'm sorry, to mumer avodah zarah. Oh, leger toshav alasacha. That's what I meant by the Rambam. Even though these are two different laban, integrating the two, hariz overblows say. And here the Rambam says. Now, if you notice in Sefer Mitzvos, when he spoke about Orel, he said velo loke, right? And notice the other one, he didn't say anything when it came to Benechar. Right? Also, Ger V'Tosha, the Ram doesn't say anything. No, Mavushal, the Ram says Loka. Now look at the Rambam again. Hamachu Kazayis from a Pesach, Fein Pesach Shein, Lemu Lavar Zar, Le Ger Tosha, Le Sacha, Reza Ober Belo Sase, The Eina Loka. Abal, Makino Samakas Mardus, Ube Nechar Amr Batora Ze Oved El Nechar, Vein Machilin Mimenu Lenachri, Apilu Ger Tosha, Vol Sacher, Shenemer Tosha, Sacher, Le Ochabal. So the Rambam has two huge chidushim here that all of the achronim struggled both to source and to explain. And they don't appear in the Gemara, right? They don't appear in the Medrash Halacha. Number one, this idea that aside from the Koteret, but in Sefer Mitzvos and in the body of Hilchos Korban Pesach and in the Minyan HaKatzar as well, that the Rambam formulates, despite the pasuk of lo yochal, lo yachil, right? The iser to feed, not to eat. Secondly, doesn't say this in the pasuk, because pasuk says lo yochal, right? Doesn't say it in the Gemara, right? I'm not, as far as I know, it doesn't say it in the Yerushalmi, so at least I'm not aware of it. The Rambam's mechadesh, seemingly on his own, that there's no malchus, not for Ger and Toshav, and not for the Nechar.
So Maisa Avera. Oh. That's why he can't get Marcus.
Oh, so the question is, what's going on here? So the Kesef Mishnah, you're already a couple steps ahead of me, but we're going to trace this to appreciate it more. Obviously, what I'm going to try to suggest is that these two Chidushim of the Rambam reinforce our analysis of the Pasuk, right, and these other phenomena, right, in light of the Sefer Achinuch's formulation. That's really what I'm going to try to say. The Kesef Mishnah here was addressing these two anomalies in the Rambam. How did the Rambam know that it's lo yachil as opposed to ochel? And how did he know that there's no malchus? So very cleverly, yeah.
Who's chayav malchus, the eater or the feeder?
Ah, very good. Well, neither, according to the Rambam. But we'll see in a minute. Minchas Chinuch, Kedarko, is going to deny all of this. He's going to say the feeder is not Chayav Malkus, but the eater would be. But that's only if you assume that there are two dinim, and we'll get to that. But we'll 100%, we'll get to that in a second. So the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Korban Pesach Perek, Afa Gav de Loch Siv, Ela Kol Ben Echar La Yochal Bo, Tosha Vesacher Lo Yochal, Mashma, meaning what's he asking? The word layochal typically doesn't mean we should make sure he doesn't eat, meaning we should not feed him or we should make sure he doesn't eat. It typically means he should not eat. Right? And as I say, the irony is, or not the irony, but what makes this even more fascinating is that when it comes to Arl, we have exactly the same formulation, and that's exactly what it means, according to everybody. Right? Mashma l'Rabbeinu, says the Kesef Mishnah, It seems like the Rambam understood the psukim. It's pretty bold for the Rambam to get this on the basis of the psukim. Right? What I'm suggesting is not just on the basis of the psukim, but the basis of his understanding what Korban Pesach is and everything else about Korban Pesach. The lav lididhu mazir, the hazara, right? The warning isn't to the person who's going to be eating. The akum lo chayshi lamay de mazir kra, right? The Torah isn't addressing non-Jews here, right? Now the irony is that the Rambam doesn't even mention non-Jews in the Benechar pasuk. Maybe he's bothered by the tosha of the Zakir. Maybe elul yisrael mazir shelo yochilum the karabe lo yachil. Right, like you said, it's like a ksiv and a kri, but the Rambam's making it up to ksiv and a kri. I mean, we don't really have a Masorah that there's a ksiv and a kri. Umikol makom, says the Kesef Mishnah, kiven de lo ksiv behedya lo tzochilum, since it's being interpreted lo tzochilum, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk, elokin olam. So the Kesef Mishnah ingeniously tries to explain both chidushim of the Rambam without announcing it. Didn't say v'imtomar, v'eshlomar, v'eshlomar. Right? And he didn't pat himself on the back. But what did he do? He addressed both Kiddushim of the Rambam in one fell swoop so that each one could solve the other one. Right? Where did you get the Loso Chilum? Right? And once you have the Loso, since it isn't exactly Loso Chal, it's really Loso Chilum, you can't get a Malkus out of that. But is it really such a klal? Oh. So to contrast the Kesef Mishnah, let's look for a moment at the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch was very, very.
I'm just curious. Did the Rambam say anything?
Not about this point. Not about either of these points. The Rambam speaks about something else, but he doesn't speak about either of these points. The Chinuch, of course, follows the Rambam. I should just mention that the Chinuch's formulation was Shelo Nachil Min HaPesach LiYisrael Meshumad. Right, and then again at the end, but overalav behechil mimenu lebenechar overalav. By the way, the Chinuch gives a different explanation for there not being alav. What you said, the ein bo malchus lefi she'ein bo maisa. That's not what the Kesef Mishnah said. Kesef Mishnah said because since the pasuk is being taken out of its pshat, so it doesn't leave you a basis for malchus. That's the Kesef Mishnah, right? The Chinuch is saying ein bo maisa. Is that really true that it's ein bo maisa? And then the question that you asked. Feeding somebody, eating, what it doesn't matter if he ate it or if he was fed, what's the halakha of feeding in Kol HaTorah Kula? So all these questions are addressed in one way or another, kedarko, by the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch, because he just can't believe the whole thing, so he just denies the whole thing. Okay? Umikol makom. Number one. I'll go one by one. Maybe we'll just... I'm going to go one by one to Minchas Chinuch just to highlight certain things. Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Yud Gimel, this is on page 3. Everybody have it?
Yes.
Okay. So firstly, what is the status or what dictates the status of Meshumad for this din? Benechar is Yisrael Meshumad. Right, we already explained that Yisrael Meshumad and Kol HaTorah Kula in Kodshim, he's included in mitzvos, in Chiyuv mitzvos. And he is even included in Basar Kodshim. We don't accept the korban from him, certain kind of korbanos. That's a different story. Right? But eating Basar Kodshim, all of a sudden korban Pesach, no. So interesting, who is a Mishumad? When we learned Chulin, right, we noted, the Gemara speaks about all sorts of Mishumadim. The most obvious is Mishumad Avodah Zarah. But what about also Mumer LaShabbos? Mumer LaChalos LaShabbos and Mumer LaChalos Torah Kula. Maybe a Mumer LaHachis is a Mumar, according to some people, call it Torah Kula. A Mumar B'Chol HaTorah Kula is a Mumar B'Chol HaTorah Kula. By which I mean, how you gauge that is a machlokas. But let's say he's Shomer Shabbos and he's not over to Avodah Zarah.
Mumer
LaTeyovon
also.
But Mumer LaTeyovon is trickier. That's not a Mumer LaChol HaTorah Kula. Yeah. I mean, we don't make parties for him or dinners, but
he's eating the top of this, he's hungry.
What? He's hungry. So the point, yeah. So, but you know, it's not mavushal, you know, kim tzli. So the point is that he violates the 611 mitzvos, but he's so makpid on avodah zarah and Shabbos, he's amazing. Okay, so he's not a mumar in those things, but he's only mumar l'chol ha'tara kula because he's a mumar l'chol ha'tara kula. Okay, is he a mumar l'chol ha'tara kula with regard to Korban Pesach? Right. So this is a huge. I just took snippets of this, but this is a Minchas Chinuch at his best. You know, he's always at his best. You know, this is what he does. So mikol makom ani mesupak. He raises interesting issues. You know, the issues that he raises are always thought provoking. You know, and illuminating, and they help you in your analysis. And then the actual positions that he himself takes are ones which you usually say can't be. You know, and you want to argue with him. That's why it's such an amazing sefer. Umikamachom ani mesupak imudafke she'obin avodah zarah. Avalu rasha lechal shabbosos tenevur bechulin davar rasha lechal torah kula or rasha lechal torah kula chutz mishneelu. And he goes on and on. Meaning, why would it be? And he says the evidence in the Rambam only mentions mumar lavodah zarah in this context, right? It's the formulation. Is Ben Nechar. Interestingly, the Ramban in his Perish Al Torah is also bothered by the phrase Ben Nechar. And of course he accepts the Mechilta then, and the Unklus that it refers to a Meshuman. But he says it's somebody who behaves as if he's more comfortable, you know, he's not comfortable with the Rabban Shal. That's the Ramban seems to be taking it beyond Ovid Avodah Zarah. Somebody who doesn't identify with Jewish people and the Jewish religion. Ramban has this in other places as well. Sometimes Avodah Zarah itself, as we've discussed, Yehari Bayavar, context, the carbon of Avodah Zarah, sometimes it refers to Avodah Zarah, the theological Avodah Zarah, and sometimes it means somebody who doesn't identify, you know, religiously with Jewish people, even if it isn't technically theological Avodah Zarah. That's kind of what the Minchas Chinuch has asked. Are we interested in the Yisrael Meshumar? Are we interested here in Ovid Avodah Zarah? In the end, the Minchas Chinuch says it seems like the evidence in the Rambam, at least, is Ovid Avodah Zarah, but he's bothered by it. But in light of our discussion, I'm not sure what the answer is, but at least I know how to frame it better. It could be that it's limited to Ovid Avodah Zarah, especially if the idea here is that Korban Pesach is a korban of emuna biyichud Hashem. You know, Shabbat, Lechasos, Tachas, Kanfei, Ashchina. At the same time, since the Rambam does also exclude Tosha V'Sachir, and the Chinuch's formulation includes not only the Korban of the Bris of Emuna, but also the Bris of Torah, so I guess there is room, it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam for Ben Echar, but there is room also for a broader definition. But the point is, it isn't the Hagdar, the Shem Meshumad, that's important. It's whether it fits in to this particular exclusion of the Korban Emuna of Korban Pesach. And for the Rambam, maybe that's limited to Avodah Zarah. That's number one. Next point. The Gufa Davar Tzarech Iyun, says the Minchas Chinuch. Amai lo neima de ha'akum atzmo muzar al ze after enot zayis mikomokom muzar al kol ha'torah. Says, why does the Rambam say that the prohibition is the person who feeds rather than the person who eats? Beich yomer haRambam davar chadosh shelo nimtza be'ezam makom. How can Rambam make up this new din? Vein darko b'kach. He doesn't usually make things up. The gam nafkamina ladina, our tremendous nafkamina here. Lachar she'asa tshuva imachom na pesach v'asra lokin alav ze. Vadai kol lav in shavar lokin im yadenu tzkifa. Michas Chinuch says if the guy does tshuva and he ate and there's an isa for him to eat, then it's a regular lav sheish b'maisa and he should be lokin. Afilu b'asa tshuva ki kol achayav nedezin shomata lo mahani tshuva uki yadua minolon lechayav amachil lafuke mitpashta dekra. How can the Rambam go against the simple reading of the pasuk? Hey, Nemes, Gabe Ben Noach, Tzar Chlomar, Kein, Dator, Li Yisrael, Nemra, Velo La'akum, Chutz Me'amenuyim, B'Sanhedrin, right, Shevem, Mitzv B'nei Noach, Havi Yisrael, Ha'akum, Hu Ba'atzmo Muzar Alzeh, Vim Shumad, he certainly is being addressed here, so why shouldn't he have an Yisra Achila? U'minolan Damachil Muzar, Achbada imotza ramun darze beiz amokom and achlo neida. Milchaskin says, he must have some source, we just don't know what it is. I don't believe he has any other source. Achal kopanim efshalomar du gamkin muzar velokin. That's why he concludes. He says, oh, the Ram means, the Ram is mechadesh. A good Yisrael who's machil to Yisrael, mishumad violates betoras machil. But does the Yisrael mishumad, does he violate when he eats? Sure. And is he loka? Sure. If you're machil to an Ovid Avodah Zarah, or to a Toshav or a Sakhir, right, then there's only the Yisrael machil. But if he's a Yisrael, Av Bishachata.
Is it a Lifnei Iva Avera?
Ah, excellent. So then in Minchas Chinuch later on, says then he should probably be over on Lifnei Iva too, since the guy himself. So what did he do? He extrapolated from the Rambam against the Rambam's words, right, that if you're Ochel, right, it's there's an Azara, that's his Malkus. And then he goes so far as to say, and then probably you're violating my Lifnei Iva. The Rambam doesn't say any of it. Right? And so on. I want to show you the Lifnei Iver one for a second, and then I'll explain everything. Let's go in order. I might as well. The next one. That's his view in the Rambam, but not what the Rambam says. Meaning that if a person's Ochel, he really does violate, and he'll get Kazayin, he'll get Malkus. Rak Dein Shaykh Azhar Allah, Amikomokom Muzar, near the Gamkein Otzer Bahanala Ben Nechar. We learned a couple of years ago, we learned Psachim, the second parak, Machlokes Rabavo and Chizkiah. Komokom. Whenever there's an Isra Achila, there's an Isra Hanah B'mashma Achi Yifarit B'chal Kasa. So that's how we pask it. Right? So if there's an Isra Achila here, there's an Isra Hanah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. The halacha. But maybe according to the Rambam, it's not true. Because there's not an Isra Achila, there's an Isra Ha'achola. It's not clear that if you're Mahanehim, that qualifies.
According to the Rambam, it wouldn't be any less than either.
That's what I think. I just want to show you the part of the Minchas Chinuch. Because this eclipses Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is when he has an Iser,
right,
and you're enabling him.
Right.
Here he doesn't have an Iser, you have an Iser. Now the question is, if he eats himself, does he violate the Iser of Hachala because he's making himself eat? Or not at all? That would be ironic, I'm not sure. But even then, that's not Lifnei Iver. I'll explain in a minute. Bnei B'lava Zekhan, Zamach Muzer, 1 second, Matzinik Yotzim Vivamos, one second. Loki has another question. This is kind of what you asked. Feeding, this isn't the only Isser to feed someone in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not allowed a katan? Lo so chilum. You're not allowed to be machil a katan macholos asuros. So if you do, is that a veir sheish b'malkus? Is that a lot sheish b'maisa? Or Kohen, other thing, Kelayim. The point is, whenever there is an Iser to be Malbish or Machil someone else, you can see how that's the gray area between being a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa and a Lav Sheyem B'Maisa. Because you're doing an action, but the action is defined, right, by your feeding his eating. When you eat, that's an action. Right? When you cause him to eat, is that an action? Is feeding an action? Or feeding is, you know, enabling his action. So the Minchas Chinuch Kedarko says, why is this Lav Sheyem B'Maisa? He doesn't like the Kesavish's reason that it's not the Hedge of Bakra. So what he asks, so what is it? Apparently being Machil as opposed to being Ochel isn't the Maisa. But that's not so obvious in the other places in the Torah where there's an Issa to be Machil. Right?
Is there a principle of Messiah in Bomamish? Messiah?
Well, Messiah is not necessarily the same as Machil, right? Messiah usually is less than that.
Right.
Same, it's like you assist him, right, and not necessarily that you feed him. That then he has more on this. What if it's tachav bigrono or bitiv? Does it matter whether you put it in his mouth or you put it on the plate? Right? So, again, we're going to sum all this up in a minute, but Again, now I'm on the top of page 4. Veloshen Rambam kana machil kazayis pesach leben Noach over belosasei. I'm sorry, benechar. Sorry. Varechein kamo b'kol yisroi achila shetzar kazayis. Ubefrat the cost of loshen achil. I'll get back to this. Does the regular din of chatzis shir apply here in this din? This is the minchas chinuch at his best. Only he could do this. Next one. Ayin mishal melech perak tes hilchos machal osasuros. Afila in a machal a katan be a daim rak mata oso, but omer al isa shahu the heter. So he doesn't feed the katan. He just tricks him. Oh, this is tremendous kosher food here on your plate. Okay? Gam kain over belav to lo sochilam. Tavi kilam achilo be a daim. Would that be true here also? Or does he have to feed him? Or does he have to know at least? He's assuming that the din of machil in kol Torah kula and the din of machil here, one and the same. With respect to all issues, Yisra Hana, Maisa for Malkus, the Hagdara of being Machil, etc.
Does that make a difference by Korban Pesach that you have to put it as part of the Kita also?
No, so that's a good question. He discusses that a little bit also. I didn't reproduce that part because it's not so directly. What he points out is that the fact that the Meshumad, first of all, the Meshumad could be part of the Minui, okay, in theory. And if he wasn't, so that's a violation of Mitzvah Saseh. But it's not a lot. Now, it's eating Shalob.
Right, but to be part of Minui, you're pointing where you're taking him into your Kitah.
Right.
Is that like a Lifnei Iver that you've already done that?
I don't think it's a Lifnei Iver. But the point is that if somebody who's, if you took him in, the question is there any Easter to bring him in?
Right.
That's not so clear. And even if assuming that he wasn't in, so that's a violation of a Mitzvah Saseh. But it isn't a lot. But he speaks about it. Yeah.
Does this tie in with that Korban Pesach has to be eaten al ha'aretz and not ba'aliyah?
I don't think so. But maybe we'll get back to later. I don't think so.
That's a din.
That's true. Because that's also part of the makom of the achil. It has to be, the kabura is a group of people, and there's also makom. Right? Lo yotzi mimenu abayis, and so on.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
The minister came up before. Said that if he does tshuva, then he might get malchus.
Right.
If yadenu takifa, why wouldn't a mishumah get?
No, he says if by yadenu takifa, even if he doesn't do tshuva, he says that in the piece. If you look back at the piece, you'll see. Anyways, all of these things, if you ask me, right, it's also one fell swoop, but not like the Kesef Mishnah, and certainly not like the Minchas Chinuch. I think the Rambam is very, very meduyak. He understood it from the psukim because he understood globally the nature of Korban Pesach. What the Rambam is saying is, listen, this isn't addressed to the Mishumad. It's addressed to the person who is sensitive and understands what Korban Pesach is. What we're saying to him is, this is a Korban of Bris and Amuna. So you want to be liberal, you want to include, you know, non-Jews, Ger V'Toshav, Obed Avodah Zarah, even a Yisrael Mishumad, Af Pi Shechata Yisrael Hu, right? Kiruv is a wonderful thing. But if he's a real Meshumad, then you're making a mockery of the Korban Pesach. What's that? The point is, yeah, give him the maror. Talk about the Korban Pesach. The point is, what is the Yisrael is addressed to the Yisrael. Shalom lahachil. Meshumad Korban. Now, I don't know whether that means that if the Meshumad eats the Korban Pesach, that he doesn't violate. Right? It could be that he violates because he's being machil himself. You know, but what I do know is, pretty sure, just one second, is that if the Meshumad violates at all, when he eats it, he violates Betoras machil, not Betoras ochel. And, just one second, when the Rambam says that there's no Malkus, I think the Chinuch had it 1,000% right. It's Kalav Shein B'maisa. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, again, Kedarko, says, what do you mean it's Shein B'maisa? It's Tochav, it's Machil. Are these things Maisim or not? Then he starts going to another question, the Chinuch issue in Kol Torah Kula. Let's say it's possible to do a certain mitzvah, B'li Maisa, but you usually do it B'maisa, or opposite. You can usually do it B'maisa, but you can do it B'li Maisa. How does that affect the quality, how does that affect the Hagdara of Lav Shein B'maisa with respect to Malkus? And he starts going to that whole discussion. In my opinion, The Rambam, here's Lashitasa. The Rambam in a number of places has this view. And that is, there are some mitzvos which require a maisa, physically, in order to trigger the aveira, but the mechayiv is not the maisa. The maisa is just a shiur, or part of the hagdara of the iser. We'll get to it after Pesach when we continue. We get to the sugya of losach mod on Daf Hamad Beis. That's one of the most famous ones in the Rambam. The Rambam has a very famous view that losach mod, right, coveting the last iser sadibros. The Rambam says you don't violate that based on the mechilta unless until you win the object, you gain the object that you're interested in. And then in the very next line, the Rambam says the ein lokin alav mipnei shein b'maisa. And the Rambam asks, you just said that you have to get the object, otherwise you don't violate. How could you say it's Eimba Maisa? But I think the pshat in the Rambam, we'll explain it when we get there, is that the Rambam holds that it's the chimud, it's the obsession, it's the improper focus. That's what's aser. We measure that by your relentlessness that you won't stop until you get the object that you want. But it's a lot of Eimba Maisa. That's what the Rambam says here too. The Rambam might absolutely agree that when it comes to katan or other dinim of lo sochilum, that really that's considered a maisel in Yemalkus. Moreover, the hagdara here, the hagdara elsewhere, what constitutes lo sochilum? Is it putting it in his mouth? Putting it on the table? What if you trick him and tell him it's this and it's really that? I don't think it has to be the same din at all. The Torah doesn't say lo sochilum here. What the Torah wants you to know is that it's a din in making a chukho tula of the Korban Pesach. It's all about the Korban Pesach as a Korban Shalamuna, and this Korban Shalamuna does not tolerate, right, this kind of inclusiveness. An inclusiveness which undermines the intensity, the focus, the real, the mechayiv of the Korban. That's why, just one second, that's why there's no lifnei, in my opinion, there's no lifnei l'sitein b'chal, because it's not about lifnei l'sitein, it's not an Easter on the Meshumad. Right? The same reason that the Mechilta has the inclusion of the Oved of Adazar. For this reason, it's Dafka Meshumad of Adazar, possibly. The Milchas Chinuch has a suffix about Nashik. Milchas Chinuch says, in other places in my book, I always wonder, whenever we encounter a lav she'ein bo maisa, does that apply to women or not? Whoa. Meaning, women are excluded from mitzvah sasheshes mangrama, and they're included in lavin. Are they included in all lavin, or only lavin she'yesh bo maisa? Maybe a lav she'ein bo maisa is like closer to a mitzvah saseh than it is to a lav. That's the Minchas Chinuch's general suffix. So he says, well, if this is a lav shein bo maisa, then I have that safek here too. However, he says, in the end of the day, I don't really think it's an issue, because I think that if the meshumad will eat it, it will be a lav shein bo maisa too. Right. But my answer would be, this is about the nature of Korban Pesach. It has nothing to do with men and women. The Chinuch says explicitly that men and women violate this din of kol benechar l'yochabal. Because this is about the very essential definition of what it means to be a Korban Pesach, a Korban Bris, and a Korban Emuna. So that all of these issues, basically, come together in the Rambam's holistic shita, which he knew just from understanding what Korban Pesach is, in general. Yeah, before I just wrap up.
The Gemara,
yeah.
Person who was purchased, and they had asked for shufra to shufra.
Yes.
When you go to Yerushalayim, you ask for shufra to shufra.
Yeah. You heard about it. They tricked them. Correct. They tricked them. So I just want to finish up with the following. I was going to speak about RL also, which I have some marmakomos for here as well. But maybe we'll leave RL for another year. But let me just finish up with. I think that the overlap to RL, what? Oh, hollow. Yeah, I want hollow too. You know. But I figured, you know, everybody who was Zocha had a good experience with the hollow. So, we'll get to hollow one day. So the I just wanted I mentioned that two things. Number one, of course, the idea of RL, the idea of Mila and Korban Pesach and that special relationship, and the special role that special psul RL in Pesach is very much parallel to the din of Ben Echar in many respects. Number one, as I said, the Rambam himself goes from one to the other in the end of Perek Tesach with Korban Pesach. The Gemara in Pesachim compares RL and Ben Echar, and Rav Elbl already points out in Hukos Macholos Asuros, that's why some recorders here in the Rambam as well, that there's a special psul of RL for Korban Pesach that is different, independent of the psul of RL in Truma and Kadosh. In other words, the Rambam Shita happens to be that an RL is excluded from Truma, Kadoshim, and Pesach, but in Minyan HaMitzvos, the Rambam counts Pesach L'chud separately, and RL and Truma, I'm sorry, Kadoshim and Truma together. That's in the Mitzvah Slosasei Kuflam and Hay, which is on the sheet here. In other words, you would have expected that Achilas Basar Kadoshim and Achilas Basar Pesach would be together, but they're not. And of course, the idea of ikuv zecharim, right, ve'abadim, not only you, but everybody you own, right, or have impact, that's ma'akev, the special din of Korban Pesach. And all of this has to do, there's a lot more to talk about, maybe another year, that all this has to do with the notion that, you know, bris mila on a yachid level and Korban Pesach on a tzibur level are really connected. Right, the Rashi quotes the. I've mentioned this in the past in other contexts. Rashi here in Pasuk Mem Zayin in Perek Yud Beis quotes the Mechilta. Pasuk seems to say that the Chiyogar Itcha Ger V'Yasa Pesach LaShem Himalo Kol Zachar. So Rashi quotes the Medrash and says, "Sounds like you might have thought that whenever you're Mizgayer, no matter what time of year it is, you bring a Korban Pesach." Kamash Malon, you only bring Korban Pesach and Pesach. So what kind of why would you think otherwise? But again, Korban Pesach is the Korban of Amuna and the Bris of Torah, just like Mila is relevant to every Geirus, this is relevant to every Geirus as well. We don't do it, but it's important. And I think that's also another explanation, and with this we conclude, for the idea of Pesach LaShem. I mentioned the Torah uses the expression Pesach LaShem, Pesach LaShem. And we treat Korban Pesach not in Vayikra. We're learning Vayikra now in Kriyas HaTorah, right? You don't find Korban Pesach there. The only reference to Korban Pesach in Vayikra is in Parshas Emor and in the Moadim. That's nothing to do with Karbanos. It's a Shmos Karban. It's a special Karban. It's a rule-breaking Karban, and this is very much part of it. So one of those issues is derived from Pesach LaShem. Right, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Zachim that every korban that's brought shelo lishma, right, cannot fulfill the obligation that it was meant to fulfill, to discharge. You have to bring another korban, but it's kosher with two exceptions: chatas, Pesach. So chatas, we know why, because it's a high standards of kapara, but Pesach is kachim kalin. It just doesn't fit. How can you compare Pesach? The Chatas. But there's an even bigger puzzle according Dafka to the Rambam, whose position we were analyzing in such detail tonight regarding Korban Pesach. Another anomalous Shitas HaRambam about Korban Pesach. And that is as follows, with this will conclude. When it comes to even Chatas, where Lishma is Ma'akev, right? Without Lishma there's no Korban at all. It's possible. However, Lishem Chulin is not possible. Only l'shem kachim acherim. That's the Gemara's rule. The Gemara says b'mina machriv shelo b'mina lo machriv. Kachim l'shem chulin is just meaningless. It doesn't destroy the lishma. At least it doesn't passel it. However, a chiddush of the Rambam, nobody knows where he got it from. But he quotes a pasuk: Pesach l'shem. If you bring a korban Pesach l'shem chulin, it's passel. Why? So I think there are various explanations, or Sameach has two very nice explanations. But I want to leave you with this one, and that is because it's Pesach LaShem. Because in the end of the day, if Korban Pesach is a Korban that relates to Amunah, and the Brit of Torah, so the Lishma there isn't just about the Kedushas HaKarban. That's why it's together with Chatas, but it's even more than Chatas. It has to be Pesach Hashem. And then one final word. In the Haggadah, we have a debate, as we know, whether, you know, we say Matchilin B'Gnus M'Saimim B'Shevach. What's the Gnus that we begin with? So it's either Avadim Ayinu L'Farah B'Mitzrayim or Mitchila Ovde Avad Azarah Hayu Abusein. So Avadim Ayinu L'Farah B'Mitzrayim is the natural one, because this is all about Me'avdus L'Cheirus. It's all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with Mitchila Ovde Avad Azarah Hayu Abuseinu? Once again, not only do you have the two deos, but the Rambam has a mechudash psak. The Rambam paskins both of them, and instead of explaining, you know, why he paskins both, he just says v'chein, v'chein. He says v'chein. You start off with b'tchila of de'aver parzara hayu avaseinu. That's an expression of matchilin begnus misayim b'shevach. V'chein matchilin ba'avodam ayino defar b'mitzrayim. And all the Mepharshim say, we don't understand. It seems like a machlokas, and he's not paskening. Apparently, the Rambam thought that Avodah Mayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim and Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah are really two sides of the same coin. Because in the end of the day, this is all about, you know, not just liberation, obviously, and not just liberation l'kras Kabbalah Satorah, that's a good part of it. But it's really about renewing, it's Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzei Sicha, Me'aretz Mitzrayim. It's really about Pesach Lashem. It's really about Zos Chukas HaPasach Kol Benechar Lo Yochal Bo. So I wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and we'll continue with Bab Metzia after you.